You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's up, man? It's January 2022. This is season two of Let's Talk Ferrella. And this year, I'm kicking it off with a big-ass group. I got all my people with me, but they undercover. What's my first dude name right here?
My boy, I'm Trigger.
Trigger? What's my name over here?
Mr. Moif.
Mr. Moif or Mr. Moist?
Moif.
Why Moif?
Like no two front teeth. Just like Moif. Moif. Like, you know those badass kids that, like, you know, no two front teeth? Yeah.
Okay. Moif. Mr. Moif. Okay. And, go ahead.
I'm him.
That's him? If you're looking for him, that's him right there. Okay. So, how are we going to kick this shit off? All right. What is... Let me see. Oh, shit.
I promise you I don't got COVID. I'm coughing.
Nah, it's all good. We all in here smoking anyways. Oh, hey, what's... Do y'all believe in any conspiracy theories? Like, any conspiracy theories that you think is 100,000% true, without a doubt, fuck what the government talking about. You know it's true.
Aliens. I think
aliens? You think aliens is real? What about you?
Bro, I think, like... You know how the Simpsons, like, how long ago they'd be posting hella shit that happened, and it's, like, starting to happen now?
Yep.
Yeah, I 100% believe that shit.
We kind of live in, like a twilight.
But yeah. You know why that is, right? So, look, when I went to school, when I had, like, did art and shit for a few years, we had a professor, he used to work in Hollywood, and he said that the number one rule that they had was that they always had to tell people the truth. But it only had to be in media, in animation, or satire. Like, there was plenty of shows that try to come out and tell people about the truth about flat earth and the earth having a firmament and shit like that. But if it wasn't comedy or animation, that's like, they felt like that shit was too real. Oh, and that's why The Simpsons, people thought that shit was a joke, but now look.
That shit fits perfect.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel you.
Come on.
That's cool.
They done had situations where this shit was exact, frame for frame. You good? You like this?
I'm cool.
You cool? What, that's it? Just Simpsons?
Fuck. The Simpsons. To be honest, yeah. That's been like my biggest eye-opener. Like, damn.
What?
I
ain't gonna lie, I could tell y'all some mind-blowing shit. What about you, him?
Want to get conspiracy theory?
I don't know. That alien shit, I believe that alien shit, too.
Okay.
That shit is 1,000%. And it's like, it's been so crazy, because it's like, bro, that shit is fucking all over the news all the fucking time, bro. That shit crazy as fuck. But... Shit, we might as well start it off where we left off, because this is honestly the second take, because the first take got fucked up, because I said somebody government name.
That shit was going so smooth, too.
It's okay, it's all good. But, what'd you say that your, how often do y'all watch porn?
I'll say like every 2 days.
Every two days. Yeah. Healthy. Got to keep it healthy.
Faithfully.
Yeah. What's your favorite site?
Oh, man.
The Hub.
You got a RedTube?
Yeah.
I like X-Videos.
X-Videos.
Hey,
I'm with X-Videos.
I like that.
It's kind of blurry, though.
I like it because it's like more real. Like, it's more raunchy. Like, nigga, I be looking at The Habit Show. Like, when it be like hood ass niggas.
Okay. I came across some of those.
Like, yeah, shit like that. I don't know. That shit just seemed like more real.
Yeah.
What about you, young Moif?
Damn. To be honest with you, bro, like every day.
Every day?
Every day?
How many times a day, though?
How many times a day? Bro, it just depends. Like, no, for surely before I go to bed.
Okay. Honestly. Okay.
For sure, be fried.
Eat a big meal. Take a hot shower.
Relax.
Do your Dougie.
Yep.
Boy, that's the best sleep of your life.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I've been taking some hot ass showers, and I had one time I almost passed out.
Why?
Bro, because, like, I just got done, like, doing my shit, feel me? You know, just chilling. And then I
doing your Dougie in the shower?
Yeah, while in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Like while in the shower.
Wait, what's happening? How you doing? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get your fucking dog. Oh my god. Wow. She goofy. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like, so, you know, I just got done doing my Dougie in the shower.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was taking a hot shower too, feel me? So it's like, I already couldn't breathe as well because, you know, I'm already hella tired from, like, you know, beating the shit out of my shit. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, I get done. I'm like, all right, cool.
Uh-huh.
So I get up, and then, bro, I shit you not, everything around me started, like, fading away, and I couldn't breathe. And I
wait,
was like,
hold up. Wait. So you said you got up.
I grabbed the shower curtain, and I fell.
You got up. Like,
I got up.
So you was laying on the ground.
No, I was sitting down. There was like a okay. little stool in my shit. So,
oh, okay.
So
you a sitter. You're not a stander.
Nah, I'm a sitter.
Okay.
I'm a sitter or I'm a layer.
I'm a layer. I'm a layer.
Yeah. I'm being for real. Like,
hey,
you know,
I respect it.
So it's like, after that, bro, like I said, I pulled the shower curtain because I was about to fall and I had nothing to, like, you know, feel me, catch me.
Uh-huh.
So I had fell, and then the worst part was my mom walked in after that because she heard that big ass, like, so, like, feel me, the shower's on, you're in the shower, all your dink, mm-hmm. And then I'm like, fuck, so I'm just laying there, and then the shower curtain on me, and then my mom's like, what the, like, she's like, screams, like, you know, she like Asian ass mom, she's like, what the hell,
like,
what happened to you, like,
she didn't come to shower, did she?
No, okay. But yeah, she was like, all right, just like, you know, just whatever. Close the door. And I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, look. Okay, look. So there was a moment where I had just moved back from Arizona to California to live with my grandma. And like my grandma, you know how grandmas is. You know how your yay is. Yeah. If you living with your yay, they do not knock on the door. They coming in the door. Hey, how you doing? No matter what you're doing, right?
Okay.
So anytime I wanted to do my thug thizzle, I would have to wait till she went to sleep. Otherwise, she would just bust in the room, right? So one time, she went in the room. It's like 8 o'clock. I'm like, damn, like, I really want to do what I got to do, but I don't want her coming in. So I got my PSP because at the time, I had a PSP. That was like the best thing to watch shit on. Bro, the screen was big. It was portable, fit right in your hand. But anyways, my idea was to pull my pants around my ankles, get on my knees, and then like get behind the door because my closet was behind the door. So if she opened the door, I could act like I'm looking for something, right? Yep. That was my idea.
Yeah.
So, boom, got my pants around my ankles, got my iPhone. I'm doing my thing. I'm like, bro, this is like the most genius idea ever. I don't know what the hell was going on. My grandma opens the door and busts in the room. Bro, she hits me, and then I fall on my side, drop my PSP. I'm rock hard, so I fucking pulls my pants up as high as I fucking can, and I'm crossing my legs. I'm like, oh, shit. And my grandma's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, nothing, looking in the closet. My PSP is playing porn loud as fuck. She goes,
damn.
What's that? I'm like, grandma, nothing. She grabs it fast as fuck. She screams at the top of her lungs. I'm still rock hard laying on the ground. My grandma immediately runs to my father's room, tells him what I did. My dad starts fucking laughing, calls my aunt, tells her what I did.
Okay.
So after that, my grandma, she fucking talked about it every day for a long ass time, and I probably didn't beat my meat for like 4 months after that. But that's my story.
I got a question.
That's mine.
Like, what was going through your mind? as, you know, he was on the ground, she picked it up and she was, you know, screaming. Like, what was going through her mind? Like,
the worst thing that, I mean, the only, honestly, the worst thing that goes through everybody's mind when something like that happens, when you get busted in on, is fuck. Didn't even finish. Oh, that's the worst part. I'm midway and my grandma bust in, bro. That's traumatizing. And then she took my PSP because at the time, nigga, I didn't have an iPhone. I had a little Metro phone. I had no means of watching no porn. Yeah. So she took my only means. So I was 4 months sober. That shit was awful. What shit? What about you?
4 months sober.
Shit. What's the longest you ever went without busting a nut?
Shit, probably a month.
1 month? What about you?
I said like a week and a half.
Week and a half? Don't cap.
A week and a half? Yeah, week and a half.
What about you?
I ain't gonna lie, I went for a cruise 6 months without it.
6 months? 6 months?
6 months.
I can't relate. But, shit, you wanted to put this together. What else did you want to include? Shit.
Who is you that you're talking to?
Hmm?
Who is you that you talking to? What's his name?
What are you talking about?
What?
Trigger? What the fuck? This thing is a
split of beans right now. Awesome.
What? Like, split of beans?
Nah, I was gonna say.
Oh, no.
That's so high, I didn't even get that.
What's up? Drop some game. Get some gems.
Oh, you want me to ask you a question?
What?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Bro, anybody could add something in. Young Moift, whatever you want to add in. All right, all right. But that thing in the shower, that happens.
Not
I've had that happen to me before in the shower.
Bro?
Fucking in the shower, and I fucking blacked out.
I feel so much better by myself, because like after that, I just took baths. I didn't even take showers for like a cool like 2 months.
Really?
I just got scared of the shit falling on me, bro.
Okay, put it this way. Was you high when you was doing it? Did you get high before you got in the shower and did that?
No, that's the thing. I wasn't under any of the, like, under the influence.
Hot ass shower?
Nah, I was just like, you know, super horny. Like, okay. You know, I was on swole mode.
Okay.
So it's like, feel me? I was gonna do my shit. I was gonna walk in there rock hard, you know? Just like,
let me ask you this.
Go ahead. This dude's facial expressions is having me dying.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, so do you guys think that a girl should have a male friend or a male best friend?
You
think that's just good?
Nope. Honestly, my girl has one male best friend and he's gay, and I know he's gay because he openly shares his gay sex stories.
That's true. So I'm in the same boat as he is.
Right? Yeah. But nah, nigga, nah, that ain't cool.
Like, even if they were friends before you even got with her?
Like,
see, that's tough.
She just gonna have to have certain boundaries with them, feel me? Like, you know?
Okay, how many lady friends you got?
I probably don't got a lady friend, to be honest with you.
No. How many lady friends you got?
I ain't gonna lie, I got a cool starting lineup of
lady friends, right? Yeah. That like, how many of them got men though?
Yeah, but like, damn, all of them. But
how many of them would you fuck?
All of them.
That's the reason.
All of them, but you know, feel me? I got a girl myself, so it's like I know my boundaries within like.
But you would say, but you would still fuck them though, because you get said.
I mean, if shit came down to it, like
you would still. But look though,
it don't matter.
Even you got a girl yourself, and you would still fuck. So, no. Why?
That's true.
It's like, as man, okay, look, put it this way. Do you believe in monogamy? Do you believe that men should be with one person? Do you think that society made it a norm? Or do you think that's just how men should be? Okay, look, put it this way. I once heard that men that get married don't have options. But say if you had the ability to sleep with whoever you want and you never got caught and your girl never found out ever, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Would you do it?
Damn. I don't, like, me personally, like, I wouldn't do it just because, like, the way it would make me feel, like, it would eat me up.
But she never found out.
No, like, even if. Like, it's just the fact that I know myself that, like, you know, I did that shit, you know, behind my girl's back. But even if, like it was, like, never be spoken of, like, you know, never heard from. Like,
okay.
It would just kill me inside.
Okay, look. Like, let me ask you this, though. How does your girl show you she's faithful?
She be a homebody.
She be homebody.
She don't go out.
She don't go out.
Maybe her attitude.
And the fact is, the crazy thing is, I be telling her to go. Like, I be telling her to go. I'll be like, hey, like, go chill with your friends. Like, it's good. Like, I'm gonna be out, so like, I don't want you to be here alone. Just, you know, not doing nothing. But she's like, nah, like, I'll just stay. Like,
okay.
I'll watch like Netflix or some shit. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so she shows her loyalty by being exclusive to you. And how do you, as a man, show your loyalty?
How do I show my loyalty? You know, like,
you take care of her.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You provide for her.
Like, you know, typical, like.
Mm-hmm. Like, if she lost her job, you'll take care of her, right?
Yeah, for surely. But like.
Okay, but if you had a chick on the side that you didn't take care of, didn't pay her bills, didn't provide for her, and she just got dick on the side, is that cheating?
But that's my side chick.
That's your side chick. That's your side chick.
Oh, no, she.
You, your love, your number one, your love, she get all the benefits. Uh-huh, she get the whole care package. And she on the side get dick. And then after that.
But that's not my girl, though, right?
Nope.
Oh, no, she free. She free. She out there.
She free. She out there. She cool. She cool. Would you pass up the opportunity?
Damn. Wait, to what, though? To what?
To have a side chick that nobody ever knows about and your number one never found out.
I gotta pass it up.
Pass it up? What about you, Trick?
Nigga, I'm keeping her. Fuck you talking about?
Keeping her?
I need both of them. I need options, you feel me? Because I feel like females, like, as much of a dog as we are, I think females play the same role. Like,
yeah,
no matter what.
No,
especially
true.
In our generation right now. Like,
they're
feel like both part, like, both genders, bro, they...
So who do you feel that is worse when they cheat? Men or a woman?
A woman.
For sure, a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, a woman for sure, because men are known as, like, real, like, dogs.
We get that title of being a dog. So it's like, when shit happens, it's like, we get the pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is us, you know? Like, you guys already view us as dogs, as hoes, as, you know what I'm saying? Like, players. So it's like, when a female does it, it's like, I don't know, something in our body just... It gets hurts, bro. Like, it's crazy.
It's because...
It ain't right.
It's exactly like I said when it comes to the monogamous thing. Look, think about it. Think about back in the day, like I said, when kings and Romans had empires. What was the queen's role? She got the castle, the food, the goods, the lifestyle. She got everything, right? And then the king always had his concubines that he just did nothing with. And then that was just the role. But it's like over society... It's like, it seems like the role of a man just being 101 and has like, has fucking changed. I don't know, honestly, I'm fucking high as fuck.
Yeah, same.
I fucking had an idea and then I fucking lost it.
You lost it.
But, I mean, shit, nah, fuck no. No male best friends at all. No. That shit don't fly.
That's out.
And what was that? Do you think a relationship be 50-50 when it comes to paying bills?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
if you guys live
together, yeah, we need to go 50-50.
Most definitely.
Honestly, I'll pay the bills.
I pay everything.
You just gotta do all the house shit, really. Just
cook
me food.
Like my 50-50
make
is...
Make sure my clothes don't stay in the wash for that long.
Yeah, my 50-50 is I'm not gonna cook, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do the dishes, but I'm gonna pay for everything, anything you need, all your bills. I got you. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about no bills.
At all.
Your job, that's your money you save. I pay for everything and I save. Mm-hmm. And your 50 is just, like, in reality, I'm not gonna cook my lunches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so blessed I get groceries bought, mm-hmm. like, laundry done, mm-hmm. like, come home, house clean.
So what would be a situation, what if you couldn't provide? So, like, in that sense, it's like, now what's going to get paid for if you're not working? If the breadwinner's not working, who is going to step up to the plate?
Wait, if one of y'all stop working?
Yeah, so say, for instance, you saying you would pay for all your girl expenses and you pay for all the bills. But I'm just saying, like, what if there's a situation where you would not be able to work and you guys were both, you know? I mean, if you're providing for everything and she's not, she doesn't
have... No, she only gets that... If she has a job.
Like
if you don't have a job, like if you don't have a job, like if it's a situation where we're together and you had a job and you transitioning, okay. But if it's like a situation where you don't got a job, it's like, you're not finna get that, because now it's like I'm making a double fucking a double liability, because it's like, fuck, I'm paying the bills and you don't got a job. So it's like, so you're not stacking that safety net. She just, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
okay.
Shit, 50. Cause it's like, I don't know. Like, if I'm paying half the bills, and it's like, then I feel like I gotta do dishes too.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I have to have nights I gotta cook. Mm. And I hella hate doing dishes.
I don't wash hella dishes.
Living alone to the neck, I'm sure that shit trash. And I done lived with hella guys before, bro. That shit was awful. Niggas do not like doing dishes. Let me see.
What's the next one, man?
Shit, what qualities does it take to be a great wingman? To like be like the best, wingman.
You gotta have as much confidence as your boy does.
Yup. That, and you gotta,
they gotta match.
You gotta have a fresh ass haircut.
Obviously. Always. Fresh ass haircut, mouthpiece. Cologne gotta be on right.
And you gotta know your mans too. Like, you can't just not be a wingman and then like not know who you're trying to present. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wanna know him in and out. So it's just like, you can speak highly of him and be authentic, be real.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Shit, honestly, I'm a good ass wingman. I be putting my nigga on. But my nigga got game. I ain't gonna lie. We got an alias in the room, bro. Bro, when I first met my nigga, he was shy, cool dude. Now, bro, my nigga's... He tied, but my nigga's a demon, bro. Mm. Demon.
Damn.
I wish he wasn't shy. He got... Ooh! Boy, he have y'all rolling. His stories could kill all mine. But that's for a different story. Honestly, we got that in the dark archive. Fuck. Got it all on video. He didn't want to. Bro, it was so fucking like revealing that this nigga watching was like, cuz I would destroy myself. Woo! Bro, my nigga, damn! It's all right. Next time. Next time. What's up? You single?
Nah.
You watch porn every day?
What's up?
You watch porn every day?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said, did I watch porn before?
Have you ever heard of the same? Okay, look, let me ask you this. Because, shit, you an alias anyway. Let me ask you this. When you be doing your Dougie, because, look, when I used to watch porn all the time, mm-hmm. anytime it came down to doing my deed, I always felt myself, like, expecting, like, fucking unrealistic ass expectations, cause I'm fucking watching porn all the time, and it's like, that's what's getting me off. So it's like, when I'm doing it, I'm like, fuck, why aren't you doing this? And it's like, I'm killing myself in my head, and it's like, I'm underperforming and fucking busting quick, and I'm like, damn. Cause I heard if you do it solo dolo hella often, it makes you nut hella fast. And it's like, if you don't, like, don't watch porn at all and just let that gap be a retention.
Yep.
And then when you get with your chick, let that be a release. I promise. Oh, okay. I thought I was tripping. What the fuck? I thought I was tripping. Man. But let that shit be a release. I promise you, that shit would feel way different.
I feel like you actually build a tolerance to it. So it's like, you know, you can go longer, you can like, you know, withhold your, you know,
but then, but see, that's because you become a numb to it. And then once you get like into fuck mode, sometimes you'll just find yourself like zoning the fuck out.
It ain't even hitting. I'd be zoning out, you know, actually watching the movie, feel me?
Yeah, cause it don't be hitting, and you'll catch yourself trying to remember some shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, if you do that as like your retention, that shit'll be different. Or like, if you ever get that neck, just watch it when she get your neck. And then that could be your only time you watch porn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you do it like that, bro, I'm telling you, it'll be different. You'll get harder, longer, hella shit.
Alright, but check this out. have you ever been, like, you know, dogging your girl, right? But, like, you know how it's your girl, so you see her every day. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you're over here dogging your girl, but, like, you picture someone else.
I feel like that happens. I feel like that happens on both sides, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily,
yeah,
easily. Yeah. But, you know why that happens? It's because when you've been with somebody for a long-ass time, you realize that your girl will get comfortable doing the same thing.
Yep.
Like, bro, she'll want to do missionary 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, damn. Yeah. And then you'll catch yourself thinking about Becky from the block.
Yep.
Little Debbie from the donut shop. Little Sandra from Starbucks. And now you're sitting there like, and then that's when you catch yourself having those temptations. And then that's when you catch yourself watching porn all the time. Bro, trust me, I had like it was a minute where like when I used to be like on my husky shit, bro, I caught myself doing that. And then I had talked to my partner, he was like a sex coach, and this nigga was putting me up on game. Like, the nigga go like 4 or 5 months without busting a nut, and he'll just fuck his girl only for her to bust. And I'm like, nigga, what?
Whoa.
He like, bro, as a man, that shit'll like change your spirit type shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So it's like, shit, something to think about.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, shit. You ever ate ass?
Damn, I'm not an ass eater. So it's like, what? Yeah, for
come
real.
On,
I've
bro.
Always, I don't know, bro. It's just like, you know, seeing it on porn, you know, because I watch it every day. So I do see that shit often. It's like, I see it, and then like, I get to that point to where, you know, I'm actually, you know, fucking. And then I look and I'm like, I just back out. Like, something inside of me is like, don't do it, cousin. Like, you know,
bro,
like, how would you do it, though?
Yeah, like, how do
I've
you,
ate ass before.
But how did they do it?
Okay.
Like, what it tastes like? Like,
how does he
fresh out the shower. I say eating ass is like the texture of sucking a titty.
Ooh.
Okay.
I swear. It's like the texture.
Just with a hole in it.
Just with a hole in it. But did you know that you can make a woman come from eating her ass?
Ooh, whoa,
yeah, bro. Just like a man, a woman's G spot is in her ass.
As
she got
man,
two G spots.
Yeah,
a man's G spot
is
in her ass.
Is in his ass. Yeah.
Next time, look, let me put it this way. Next time you're hitting it from the back, have your girl reach back and massage your balls, but rub your gooch.
All right. You lost me.
No. The gooch is a space. It's either put something in your ass, or the gooch is a way for a man to hit his G-spot from the outside. On my A.
Hey.
I'm trying to put niggas up on game, I swear to God.
Okay.
So the
next
time you're hitting it from the back,
yep,
have her reach back and rub your gooch.
Are you speaking for experience? Or like,
yeah.
How did you come? Ooh,
done that.
Oh, okay.
Done that. Oh, and if you eating ass, fresh out the shower.
Fresh out the shower.
Fresh out the shower. You're not just finna eat ass on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're not finna just eat ass after us.
Is there like a certain people that you get eat their ass? Or like,
yo, girl. You're not just eating a bitch ass.
Like, yeah, okay.
Like, it's like bitches, shit, like, and then it's your girl.
Okay, so just your girl. Just your girl. That's
yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, you know who... Like, come on. Like, you know you got your different standards
for hoes
and your woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, that's... Nah. Fresh out the shower.
Okay.
And, shit. Yeah, or, shit. What's the, you ever got your ass ate?
I haven't. I've got my gooch licked and I was about to... that shit was something.
Hey.
Something.
Boy,
yeah, I mean, I feel you on that one. Like, I felt a quick lick, and I was like, "Oh, damn!"
Hey, your toes.
Like, my toes was throwing up gang signs. Like, wasn't that crazy? I was like, "Shit!"
She made your big toe
bro.
Crack.
Yeah, all you heard was. I was like,
"Hey, ooh. Look." The next time you getting hit, have your girl use her thumb and rub your gooch, and then have her. Like, cut the top of your balls, but like, not tight, just like cut the top of them and rub your gooch and give you a hit. Boy, 3 minutes.
Amen.
I promise.
Hey,
3 minutes. Bro,
what's
look, stop the porn. Now, all them bitches getting paid. 9 times out of 10, like, when you watch some porn documentaries, all them bitches be like, I hated it. I was on coke. I was doing meth for a long time. Like, I can't even get a job no more. All my son has to get homeschooled because all his friends fucking jack off to me. Like, boy, would you date a porn star?
I had a classmate whose mom was a porn star.
Who was she?
Kendra Cox.
Kendra Cox. Look her up. Look her up. Kendra look her up. What she look like?
I think she looked white.
Can you hand me my Jackie John?
Her mom can you hear me? I remember the day.
What she look like?
She, you know, she a little on the bigger side. She a little on the bigger side.
Kendrick Cox.
Like K. Like all K's, like no C's. No C's.
Not even with the
big ass jacket on. But would you though? Would you, like, marry a porn star? Like, would you marry somebody whose, like, videos is online?
Nah, I can't. I'm marrying
a stripper, though.
Yeah, I'll marry a stripper, but I can't do no porn star.
What about a girl with OnlyFans?
Yeah.
You'll let your wife have OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I would
be making an OnlyFans with her.
On my mama. On my mama. Like,
I told you, hey, hold on, my bad, but I wasn't lying.
Kendra Cox?
Lying.
What does she look like? What the fuck? Your boy's mom?
No, it was my homegirl's mom.
Ooh. And you met her in person?
I had said hi to her and gave her a hug, not knowing who she was till I went, you know, went on the hub the next day and was like,
"You're like,
hey, wait, hold on, I was like, "Whoa!" I got so interested, I had paused the video and called her. I was like, "Hey, what's your mom's first name?" She was like, "Kendra." Why? I was like, "All right, never mind."
Hey, you're like, "What's your mom's name?" Oh. Oh, Kendra? Okay.
Not for real, though.
Let me see what it looks like.
She that one, the one with the blonde hair.
Whoa, yeah, what the hell? She what you call that? That's not a BB dub. She built like a damn minivan. Oh, that's a big bitch. Damn. Ah, oh, don't let my mom be a fat woman.
What's wrong with them, though?
She got like, the purple man.
Huh?
What's wrong with them, though? I mean, they still cool. Some of them still cool.
Bro, what are you talking? Okay, so does the amount of bodies your woman have matter to you?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay, now you got proof. You got footage. And it's all raw. And she's getting cream pied in all of them. Boy, why? Why? Boy, hey, I ain't gonna lie though. She gonna be giving you hair. You gonna be sitting there like, damn. I know exactly where you learned all this from. She gonna be trying to do some crazy ass shit, but honestly, nah. Hell nah. It's like if we gonna do OnlyFans, cool. Cause anybody who can make fun of me, they're subscribing to it.
Yeah.
And if you're subscribing, you're probably not gonna tell me in person, right? I hope not.
Yeah, like
keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Cause I definitely would.
Like keep it on like the Linktree shit.
Yeah. My name would be Chocolate Sensation. Chocolate Sensation. And then shit, my girl Asian, so it would probably be chocolate dipped wontons.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate dipped wontons.
Chocolate dipped wontons. Okay.
Yeah. But honestly, nah. I need my shit to be exclusive.
Yeah.
I can't. And it's like, shit, if I'm with you, obviously I'm gonna want to have a kid. Yeah. I can't have my kid fucking depressed as fuck. Oh my god, you know what they said? Mom dead? Dad, what's the glizzy train? Your mom sucked like 50 dicks. I don't know what to tell you. I'm cool. I'll pass. I couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, I had seen. So look, I was on the. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this dude he takes new photos of himself, straight guy, and he makes like 5 bands a month, right? Mm-hmm. But his dad also works out. Dad is a straight guy as well. He's like, "Yo, dad, take photos with me, nude, but besides me, and we just gonna be like on some." like on some weird ass shit, right? Oh, hey, nah, look. His dad was like, "All right, them niggas make 50 bands a month now."
Whoa, what do they do?
Just taking pictures.
They just take photos with each other, posing like gay niggas.
No,
they not kissing or nothing. They not having sex or nothing. They just still, both like, butt naked in the same room.
If I ever saw my dad like butt booty naked walking up,
bro, it's my dad.
Like, it's my dad, but it's like, you know, we're older now. Like, you know, we more mature, so it's like
my dad.
He gonna have to run the ones. Like,
it's my dad, bro. You
like, I can't.
Bro, for 50 bands, you mean okay? So you mean to tell me if you was making 5K? Oh, you know what a creamer is, right? In case you guys ever want to make OnlyFans, if you lose your job, you can make like 14 bands a month just nutting on shit. What? Like, women are paid to see you like nut on shit, and they just want to hear you like moan when you nut. And bitches are paid like 14 bands for that.
Fuck.
It's called
being a milker. You obviously have to have like a nice looking dick to do it, I'm guessing.
They don't want to see a dick.
Oh, they just want to see the splash. They don't want to see the whole
motion.
No. No. They just want to see the tip coming out.
Yeah,
when you showing the tip, they don't know how big that thing is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, just in case, but come on, bro.
Yeah.
4 bands a month, just me to the neck, nothing on shit. Hey, Dad. Bro, my dad is in a wheelchair. You know how much money I get? Boy, I get like 60 bands. Dad.
Oh shit.
And my dad would do it. My dad would be like, "Son, let's get this money. Let's get this money." Nigga BMF, nigga Black Mafia family. Boy, he would not be playing. So you tell me you would not do it.
Nah, I don't know, man. I can't.
What about you?
Shit.
Okay, look, not even a parent, just a family member.
That what? That
was a porn star. So it could be like my cousin.
It could be your brother. Cousin.
My brother or cousin. Yeah, it's good.
Get that money?
Damn.
You passing it that money?
Yeah, I don't know. I just.
But you get more with your dad, though.
Oh, I do.
Your cousin is only double. Your dad is quadruple.
Cousin.
I'll get the cousin.
Easy.
Cousin.
Yeah. That's easy money.
Yes.
Easy money. Yeah.
Hey, he didn't hear the topic. You want to hear it? So look, I was on a this article, right? And this dude was making like 4 bands a month, like 4 or 5 bands a month, doing OnlyFans to the neck, straight nigga. He just taking like naked photos and shit of himself, right? He now makes 40 bands a month. Because he takes new photos with his pops. But it's not on no gay shit. Like, they standing next to each other, like, on some, like, weird-ass shit. But now they make 40 bands. And the question was, would you do it? I said, hell yeah. Nigga, my dad in the wheelchair, bro. Come on. I'm making cheese. Rich white people gonna pay. My shit gonna be, like, $200 a month. Would you do it?
I would do it, but I don't want my face, like...
Yeah, see? Easy. And my boy eat, man, put some oil on. Ooh! Ain't had a 2-4 day in the day. Like,
big paper
run. Pray for long. Hell yeah. Boy, I'm to the bag. To the fucking bag. Let me see what else I got in here. Oh, what are some keys to success? I know that from the first moment you fuck somebody to how you do it now, I know your shit has changed. So to the young guys out there getting fresh in the game, watching porn probably like 10 times a day, what game would you give them to, when they in that room, how to lay down and let them remember your name? What's your go-to move and what you do?
I'll just say, probably just stay dedicated. You know, stick to
what? Come on, be explicit.
Stick to a goal, bro. Like, just have goals for yourself and just want to be.
What you talking about? What you talking about, high ass nigga?
I'm high as fuck.
What are you talking about? Okay. I didn't ask for your New Year's resolution.
I'm kind of like.
Bro, I said, for the young niggas out there getting into the sex game, barely starting to get their dick wet.
I said sex.
I kind of said it fast, my bad.
It sounded like success.
Yeah, I thought he said success. I was all like, success, bro, come on.
Okay, so what game would you give to the young niggas out here to really stamp their name in some shit? Everybody got their go-to move to like, yeah, I'm finna kill this bitch. What's your move and how you do it?
What's your move? Let me get an idea.
So look, what I do, number one, I'm not even going to bring it up. Like, we finna build it up all night. I'm not touching ass, nothing. I'm being a gentleman all night. We going out to eat. We going to go do some, have an activity. Probably going to hit a furniture store or something. I don't know. Smoke, go out for a walk. After that, go back to the crib. Psh, you rubbing down some toes, right? Rub down some toes. Boy, you ever give a female full body oil massage?
Hell yeah.
Boy, that get that thing flooded. Yep. And I'm telling y'all, nigga, if you eat ass, bro, I'm telling you this right here, drenched. Because you can make your girl come from eating her ass, bro, and you ain't even got to do that much. Spread them cheeks, go in there real quick, lickety split. But what the fuck was I saying?
See?
Not talking about eating ass. It was, after you give them a full body oil massage, eat ass. Well, first you eat it up, of course. Then you eat ass. But the number one move, you ever heard of the Gladiator?
No.
What?
Inform me.
Gladiator. Gladiator is when you have their arms like this to the back, and then you put your arm through, and then you have both her arms right here, and then you pull her close. And then this arm is right here. So look, her arms are in here. This arm is here. You got her locked. So now she's on you like this, and you come in and you grab her throat.
Grab her throat.
You in full control, because at that angle, no matter what height you is, you gonna bring her down to your angle, and you kill her like that, Gladiator style. Or the number one is shit. When you have them laid back, put their thighs right here. But when you have their thighs, You close grip them, like you grip them close to you, but then you lean in close to her, and then you strangle her, choke the shit out of her.
She gotta be flexible, obviously. Yeah. Though, I'm guessing.
Nah, not that flexible. Not that flexible, because if her thighs are here and you're hunched over on top, her thighs are only at side length. She still has room. Whether she might be big, small, skinny, slim, or tall, it always work in that position. And then you do it like that, choke them. Spit in their mouth. Mm. You ever spit in your girl mouth?
Nah, I haven't.
Spit in her mouth. It'll change it. Boy, look.
How would that work then?
So if you doing it like when you on top, like when you missionary, what? How you do it? Do you just have her legs up, or do you have her legs wrapped around?
Nah, her legs wrapped.
Yeah, see, you have her legs up. So when you have her legs up in that position and you hit her with that choke mode, she is not allowed to touch you at all. Not at all. You ever had your ass cheeks grabbed when you was on top killing her shit?
Bro, I have, and...
Get like, your ass cheeks grabbed.
With the gooch part, I kind of like slapped her hand. I was like, bro, all right, you got to...
What?
You got to cool off with that.
Never had your booty hole rubbed? I'm dead ass. Not stick a finger inside, but rub your asshole.
Yeah, nah. What? Nah.
Boy, get your asshole rubbed the next time you get hit.
Boy. I mean, the most she'll do is like, you know, massage my balls, but that's about it. Like,
just be like, babe.
Too crazy.
Just be like, babe, rub my gooch. Or what you can do, instead of hitting her straight with it, you can always hit her with the, hey, man. So, like, tell me why I was at the shop and this nigga him was talking about, hey, this nigga got the best head of his life because this girl fucking rubbed his asshole. And I was like, damn, nigga, that shit sound good. He said I should try it. So, I mean, I feel like you should try it. Just drop bombs like that. Yeah. I mean, shit. It's not asking for a threesome. No, I feel like,
it's not.
Rub my gooch. It's not like you, I mean, shit, don't get your ass ate. What's up, Trigger? What's up? So what's up?
What's up?
What was your move? That was me.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm serenading. It's the night with Trigger. Like, like how you stamp your name?
Honestly, I'm just high as fuck, bro.
For real?
Yeah, I forgot a lot of shit that I was gonna say. But let me go ahead and just say something right now.
Let me see.
Give me a cool minute.
It's all good.
Okay. So in a relationship, so who should be wearing the pants in a relationship? Is that arguable? Can that be argued? It should be a guy or a girl, or should it be equal?
I feel like the dynamic could work. If we rockin' tough, it could go both ways.
Yeah, for sure.
If we rockin' tough, it could go both ways. Like, if I'm down and out, you take care of me, cool. You can rock the pants. Mm-hmm. If you down and out, I take care of you. I'm rocking the pants. But it's like, if you still got that same 50-50 dynamic, it's always going to work out.
Yeah.
Because if somebody is doing more than somebody else, it'll never work.
Yeah.
Somebody going to feel hurt. You going to feel hurt. It's just going to be like, not cool shit. But, damn. Fuck, I hate being fucking hella high because I'll start saying some shit and then instantly it just
it'll disappear.
What? How do you feel? The dynamic could work both ways?
Yeah, I feel like it should work both ways.
Yeah.
Because if one has more control over the other, you know.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that, and that other person would feel bad.
You know? Like, live your life. I live my life, you live your life.
Would you be down to date a girl that's manly? Like,
what do you mean?
Do like a girly girl, or like would you want a girl that can do like guy shit with you sometimes?
The guy shit. But honestly, I love the best of both worlds. Like, I like, boom, you could dress up, you could look sexy, sometimes you could look street, and sometimes it's like, damn, if I'm down and out, you could handle business. Like, I don't need somebody looking at me like, oh my God, like, you lost your job, what are we gonna do? Yeah. I need it to be like, fuck, you lost your job, I'm going to go do this over here for a little while, and then I'm going to handle shit. Like, I need me a go-getter.
Yeah.
I don't need me somebody daughter I got to raise. I need me somebody who can move like me, get like me. If we out and about, she not on some nut-ass shit. Yeah. I'm not saying niggas is on some hot shit, but I'm not trying to be down and out and the motherfucker just dilly-dallying. Like, bitch, I need you to be on your shit. And it's like, I don't know, like, I need you to be my girl. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, shit, where we come from, you at least got to be from where I come from. That's why I feel like I could never be with a white girl.
Yeah.
I feel like they could never really understand us. Like, for real. Like, the struggle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, gunshots? What? Bro. Yeah. Like, when I be hanging out with, like, white boys and shit, like, them niggas be like, what do you mean you have a dead homie? One of your friends died? From a bullet? Oh, not in the army? Bro, like, people really live their life like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need me somebody who can move like me. Like, you could be girly, you could be sexy, but I need you to, like, if a nigga tripping off me and his bitch talking, I need you to knock that bitch out.
Yeah.
I don't need you sitting there like, ah, babe, you're gonna get jumped. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you better beat that bitch up. Yeah. For real. Why? Would you like your woman to rock like you?
Yeah, no, I for surely would.
Hell yeah.
Because it's like, if I'm not, like, in scenario, if, like, I'm not in the picture, you know, like how you said, I'm going to need someone to raise my daughter. Like, it's
yeah. Like, too many niggas, like, shit, how do you feel about being young and having kids these days?
Man, that's just a struggle. I feel like for a lot of people, it's like, they say it is easy, but it's not, you know? I mean, bro, you got so much life to live, and it's just like, now you get stuck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but then
again, it's like, you're so young, so it's like, you lose, you know, that whole, like, having fun part of your life, you know?
Bro, that's like...
But then again, it makes you grow up hella faster, though, because I feel like sometimes a lot of people that need structure in their life don't have it, so they have kids, and it makes them, like, become a better person, I feel like, you know?
That's true.
And then... Yeah, that's what I feel like.
That's true, honestly. I've experienced that.
Yeah, it's a blessing for a lot of people.
Like, I know for 100,000% proof, my little brother for a period of time, he was on some real hot shit. And then when he had my niece, he completely like got up on his shit, like really like changed himself and like became better. Cause it was a period of time, like for the longest time, we thought like knock on wood, something was gonna happen. Cause niggas was really moving mean.
Yeah.
But it's like, I haven't seen kids change people's lives, but it's like, I done seen some of my homies just, boy, niggas losing their hair. They getting fat.
Yeah,
they girl getting fat. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like it's not the same person you've seen in high school. Kobe, you know?
Like, bro, okay, look, you love your woman to death, right?
Yeah,
but it's like, could you honestly say, like, if you hella young, under 30, and you had a kid, and she gained, like, 60 pounds. Mm. She gained, I'm not saying they all do.
Yeah.
But if she gained, like, 60, 80 pounds, you still finna be like,
I don't know,
man.
That's gonna be
boy. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now she gonna need to hit the gym,
bro. I got partners that I've known like through their whole transition,
yeah.
And they like two different people now. Like my nigga look 40 and shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Crazy.
It's like I like going out, traveling, turning up, taking shrooms, going on a hike, like shit like that. You can't do that when you got kids.
Yeah, no, you can't because you got a responsibility. That's a big ass responsibility too.
A responsibility you can't get rid of for 18 years. They say 18 years, but nigga, if your kid 30,
yeah,
and something happened to him, yep, they coming home. I don't want a kid, bro. That's like buying a house.
For real, that's
a whole. You know what I would do?
A whole paycheck.
Adopt a kid. Cause if they just like start acting up, I just take them back.
Oh, damn, like that.
Play stepdaddy.
Yeah, just bro. Like ain't no trial period. Come on. Bring him home for like 5 days. Oh, could you date a girl with a kid?
For me, depending on how old the kid is.
She gotta be really bad. She's gotta be really bad.
I feel like only if the dad is guaranteed 100,000% not in the picture.
Out of the picture, yeah.
Not in the picture. Yeah. Like, the nigga gotta be in jail for life or dead.
Or dead.
That's it. Now, oh, he come over sometime. Bitch, I ain't playing that shit.
She got it.
Oh, we got a good relationship. He coming over here chilling. Bro, I promise you, I guarantee you, if I have a baby with my woman and we not together and I'm allowed to come over with her nigga not there, I'm fucking.
Okay, yeah.
How?
Yeah, how not?
Bro, it's impossible. You're with this guy. You have no soul ties to him besides the fact I fucked you over and he's here.
Yeah.
We got a baby. Yeah, give me them cheeks.
I can try
to do it. Hey, he come home. You like, oh, what up, bro? I'll see you later.
Nah, I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's,
see?
It's
he got to be dead. My bad. Or she gotta be like over the top. I ain't gonna lie.
She gotta be over the top.
But the only time they over the top bad with a baby is if they strip it. Shit, I could end it right here. It's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
You wanna close out?
I don't know. Do we have anything else to discuss?
Nah, I mean, shit, it ends an hour. This one is at 52 minutes.
All right, let me just end it off this. So what are some of the things that you guys do to, like, overcome your stress and anxiety?
Overcome my stress and anxiety.
Get you some weed, smoke.
So you can get some weed.
Smoke, meditate.
I tried that, but, like, me, it just, like, I don't know. I haven't built my tolerance or, like, I don't know if it's my tolerance. If it's, like, you know, I just get hella anxiety. And it makes my stress even worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, though, not a lot of people can handle weed.
I'm one of those people. It's
like for some people, weed is really a chemical imbalance. Like, for example, my cousin, his cousin, like, when she smokes, it'll fuck her up. But she still smoked, though. But it's like, for some people, it do fuck you up.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like if I get hella high off the dabs, oh my God, I'll be feeling like the whole world after me. Like,
yeah, see,
nigga,
I dabs, man.
Boy, I remember I took a dab, bro, and I was about to go to Target. Everything in my body was like, you're going to get in an accident. You're going to get fucking pulled over. Like, I was just hella nervous, nigga, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay my paranoid ass at the house. But what do you do?
Shit, bro, just smoke. Smoke, go for a walk. Shit, honestly, play some video games. Get my mind off of shit, though. That's honestly, that's
the only thing. I feel like really I just got to be doing something. You gotta, if it's not working, or it's like, being productive. Like,
take your ass to the gym.
Yeah.
Lift that stress off.
You can't just be sitting, not doing nothing, and just thinking about it all day.
Honestly, I got one more, and I got a good ass one. But we gonna end it here. I'm ending it with my man Trigger. Okay. I'm ending it with my man Moif. I'm ending it with my man Him. Y'all want to say anything before we close this one out?
Strap up and don't get no bitch pregnant.
Shit, I'm on the same boat he is.
Strap up. Or make sure she on birth control, and if she not, make sure she pull out. Mm-hmm. You pull out.
Yeah.
And get to this money, man.
Get to the money.
Get to the bag, man.
All 2022, man. Where the bag reside. This is the first podcast of the year. Let's get it. Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.